B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, I hope you hit the phone number, 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there, and Andrew has got a keen ear, and he goes through them all, and he finds the best of the best. And
okay.
That's what we highlight on Bring the Heat.
You're my man, but Jason's absolutely right.
Thank you.
You said Machado signed. The bar has been set. Why hasn't he signed yet? You know why? Because he knows the expectations in Philly are like white hot. They're like nowhere else in sports. Anything you do in Philadelphia is turned on 100 degrees.
Yeah, you guys are right. I can hear you on that. My only point is like when you sign the richest contract in North American sports, I mean, there's going to be a modicum of pressure.
But also, the way we have treated our star players in this town, he may not be deaf to that.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been the greatest to the stars. We're great to T.J. McConnell and Covington. I'll tell you what, we treat them like $300 million players.
Yeah, but they've been good to Embiid.
Yeah, he hasn't faltered. If he falters at some point, there are a faction of fans that say, oh, he's softer.
Nobody's saying about that. I don't put any credence to that.
Those people that say that are that's ignorant.
I don't believe that. Yeah.
Here you go, gentlemen. Here's some heat. Harper's going to sign in Washington.
Oh, angry.
He's not coming to Philly. There's no way in the world he would ever come here and play for Gabe Kapler. Face the fact.
Well, look, I asked that question yesterday on Twitter and just said, is it the Phillies he doesn't want to play for? The city? Gabe Kapler?
I don't believe it's Kapler.
Yeah, well,
I don't.
Maybe it doesn't help.
Because here's the bottom line. If he really didn't like the guy, he goes to the Phillies and goes, dude, I'm out. You know, give him a chance. And you go, all right. You're really going to turn down $300 million, whatever they're going to give you, because you don't like the manager?
Yeah, and the manager.
Trust me, these guys don't care about the manager.
Yeah.
They don't. Well, they don't care about him.
The thing is, though, too, is how long is, if they don't win, the manager won't last long.
They don't care about him. It's not going to preclude a guy from coming here, because and what's there not to like? He may go, well, I don't want to hang with the guy, but, you know, he's harmless enough.
Yeah, but you're with the team in a baseball season more than you're with anybody.
Yeah, but those guys, trust me.
They distance themselves from the manager?
Like, the manager's the manager. Like, it's not how it's perceived to be.
Okay.
All right. Especially nowadays, like, Gabe's not getting on them. Like, if a manager was like a ball breaker, then they go, I don't want to play for this dude.
Yeah, that's not a non-player's manager.
But these guys they're not that way anymore.
Yeah, and he's a player's manager,
so,
even today.
It's not about Gabe.
I have never seen so much ridiculousness over a guy who bats .275, hits 25 home runs, and can't drive in 100 except for one season. This is insane. And we're going to pay this guy more than anybody in the history of Major League Baseball. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, bro, you're really not paying attention.
The effect he has on this lineup would be astronomical.
He's a terrific. You can't look at it like that.
Yeah.
He's a great player. He just is.
Why did neither one of you say the Phillies are being penurious here? They didn't want to go over $300 million for Machado. They are lowballing these players. Let's get to the reality. They're being cheap and penurious. And I'm tired of it. Stupid money.
Wet stuff.
Okay.
That was a rushed okay at the end.
Actually, though, I did say it. I said it early that if they don't land Harper, then they get the blame.
Because they had a chance to go above and beyond.
Because
Padres.
They were, the Padres said, excuse me, Machado's people said, hey, Phils, you want in?
And They took
we're
going
to sign with San Diego.
Yeah, and basically Klentak agreed with that, you know, verified that report because he said, you know, he said we cannot allow ourselves to be put in a position where we have to do something at all costs. There's a significant cost that we're willing to pay to add, but we have to be willing to walk away at some point. And they were clearly, they walked away.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I don't get. Carl made reference to this from about Carl's earlier. What's the difference? Like, once you're getting into the $300 million range, what's the difference?
Yeah, it's nominal.
What's the difference between
especially spread over a decade?
Well, yes.
You know? What's the difference between 300 and 310? Well, it's $10 million, but it's $1 million a year.
Well, that's the point. You're in a ballpark of, like, it's not $100 million. It's not like, hey, man, I mean, there's no way we can't go above 200.
Yeah, they weren't that far off the number. But was it like we were okay with 298, but we weren't okay with 300.
Exactly.
All right. Listen, I just met a guy down here in South Philly, 25th in Washington. I'm telling you, he told me he knows a guy whose wife bought a couch off Burris's wife, says the man is signing here. Harper's signing here. All right, this is credible news, I'm telling you.
All right.
Who's Burris?
Yeah. Is that a combination of Scott Boris and Pavel Bure?
And Emmanuel Burris, former Philly, remember him?
Yeah, not Plaxico Burris.
I was thinking of Plaxico, yeah. I was.
I was thinking this. Do you think T.J. McConnell will end up here with more years with the Sixers than Willie Green and thus surpass Willie Green as the least talented guy to stick on the Sixers for the longest period of time? And with that being said, who would be the guys on the other team in recent memory or even today that would own that title?
Least talented?
That's a great question. The least talented, longest tenured guys.
Willie Green was 7 years with the Sixers.
Mm. 7 years, huh? Wow.
It's basically the guy.
John Mayberry Jr. was on this team for how long?
Oh, boy, you're right. That's a good one. Who else is...
Well, you gave me just that. You went, that's a good one.
It's just something was caught in my throat. Who else was like, the guys that squeezed as much out as they could that had, just didn't have a high talent.
Shot Dornbaus count?
He's a long snapper. That was one single skill that he had. He was good at that.
Right, but, still, I mean, he was here forever.
Yeah.
Mayberry Jr. was 6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Close.
There's got to be a reliever that comes to mind eventually.
Longer than 6 years?
Like, I hate Adam Morgan. He's got to have been here for, 4 or 5 years now?
He's terrible. He's terrible.
Ronaldo.
He wasn't here 6, 7 years. Yeah.
6, 7 minutes was too long.
Yeah.
That knucklehead. He's still in the league.
I know.
Playing for the Preds.
I know.
Laviolette sees value in him for some reason. That's insane.
Any Eagles?
Besides Dornbos, how about G. Lou?
You gotta go way back. G. Lou?
Greg Lewis? I don't know how many. He was here, 4 years?
Yeah.
And Pinkston had some talent, so you can't go Pinkston.
Was there a linebacker? I feel like there's got to be a linebacker.
Special
Casey
teamers.
Matthews?
Yeah, I mean, you had no talent.
No.
How long was hard?
He had the last name of Clay.
How long was Stuart Bradley here? Although he
was
a talented
player.
Before his concussions.
Out of Nebraska. Yeah, he was a good player, but I mean, I can't think of any other off the top of my head. Maybe a third string quarterback that just hung around. That was a coach kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cavanaugh.
Yeah, Doug.
Yeah. Doug was the career guy, but he knew all the right things to say, according to Brett Favre.
Anthony, I know you're a hoopsman, so I want to get your opinion on this. As big as a freak, and he's probably going to be the number one pick, Zion Williamson, he can jump through the roof, he's huge, all that, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he should go number one. If I had a number one pick, I would take R.J. Barrett. Just a discussion. What do you think?
No, it's a great one, and I don't think you can go wrong there. I get Zion because he's such a force, right? He's also lefty. Barrett's a sweet shooter, man. He could just, and he's a hell of a player.
Zion's going number one, though.
He is. But his point is not wrong that Barrett should be in the conversation. Barrett's a hell of a player, man.
All right, I got a couple players for you. D. Pistonic Sack. I don't know what it says. Reno Mahe.
That's a good one. He had to be here for a long time.
Yeah, BYU guy.
He was here, and he was at Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah.
As the maitre d'.
Kevin McDonald goes, how about this one? Coy Detmer out of the University of Colorado.
Colorado.
It's been a while.
How about Andrew McDonald?
Well, he doesn't get anything out of this, out of the talent, out of the lack of talent. Still playing too many minutes. Him and Ghost last night.
Coy Detmer was here 9 years.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Andy loved him. Andy loved
him. Mahe was here for 5. Detmer was 9 years.
Coy might be. You sure Coy was here?
Yeah, 1998 to 2006.
Wow.
That's incredible, man.
Well, wait, through the 2006 season.
Okay. That's what the math wasn't adding up there for me. By the way, McDonald and Ghost last night. Oof.
Yeah.
A little rough around the edges there.
Huh? Yeah, no, it's not. I don't see how you can have that kind of pairing.
I don't want either one on the ice sometimes.
Well, you hate the Ghost.
I don't hate him.
I don't
hate him. His game is in shambles right now.
Yeah, it is.
That was a guy who came in the league, lit the world on fire, right?
No. Listen, you were right to poke holes in his game. I overlove the Ghost. I admit it.
He's a dramatic player.
He is.
But when he can be dramatically good, and he can be dramatically not good. He's one of those guys that doesn't live in that middle area.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Provorov is the real deal.
Not a great game from him last night, though, either.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody played well.
No. Well, they tied it down a little bit after the first period and got into the game, but that team, let me ask you a question, because I've been asked this several times on Twitter. If the Flyers were to get into the playoffs, it's still going to take a big run. And this next week is going to be huge because they're facing Montreal, who they're chasing, Pittsburgh, who they're chasing.
Yes.
Columbus.
The answer is yes.
You want them to get in and face that Lightning team in the first round?
I want them to make the playoffs. At this point, I wanted to lose for Hughes, right?
Yeah.
Well, they got hot. They played well. So that's out.
See it through.
So now, might as well just see it.
Get served up to the Lightning.
Give me the grins and of the playoffs, and so be it. Lightning food.
Get some of the younger players some playoff.
It's never a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That Lightning team, man.
I know they're good.
They've got 96 points right now with 21 games to go. They're like 18 points or 17 points up on the second team in the entire league.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to serve that up or not, Ant.
Yeah, but I mean, the alternative is no playoffs. You're no good.
I don't know. Do I want to put this kid in 7 games against that team?
Yes, I think.
They were missing 3 of their guys last
year. You going to tell me that he's going? I know they were.
I broke the news for me on one of them, Braden Point. I get breaking news from you while I'm doing a show with Bundy last night.
Listen, I heard it, and I texted you because I heard it just happened.
Yeah.
So I texted you right away to see if you had heard the news, thinking.
No, I put it on the air.
So that he had the flu.
Yeah, they definitely missed a team meeting.
I'm sorry, missed a team meeting. I told you that.
Yeah.
They didn't miss a team meeting.
Yeah, we broke that on the program.
Who missed the flu? Someone missed the flu last night.
Oh, Panarin did last night.
Oh, McDavid.
No, Artemi Panarin had the case of the trots.
No, but McDavid, too.
Oh, did he?
Connor McDavid missed the game last night.
Andrew, do you have that sound from Tortorella? So Artemi Panarin is like the stud player there in Columbus, and his contract's expiring. He's not re-signing. They're going to trade him. And right now, in the final week before the trade deadline, you rest players, right? Because you don't want them to get hurt, so you can't trade them and not get anything for them. So Artemi Panarin was announced out of the lineup last night, and John Tortorella was asked about it. Here's what he said.
I was told he's sick, not eating, he's puking. You want me to go into the whole diatribe as far as what happened today with him so we can get that speculation done with as far as that he's going to be moved? He shit his pants, he was puking, he was doing everything. So, enough.
He's the best.
He shit his pants.
It's ridiculous.
I love that guy.
Oh, he's classic.
He is.
He's classic.
He provided the greatest drop for me in my radio career.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. He battles the media, man.
Yeah. That's one of the great drops ever.
Yeah. Said that to Larry Brooks.
Who I used to work with.
Yeah, up in New York.
Yeah. And he was at the Post.
Constant entertainment, that guy. Vincent Malpen is on the Fanatic. What's up, Vince?
Hey, guys. Hey, Anthony. I kind of got to owe you an apology here. years ago when you were on the other station, I referred to you to Mike Mincinelli as a buffoon, and boy, I was wrong. He articulate, passionate, really appreciate your show.
Oh, thank you, Vince. Appreciate
you
that.
You won him over, Ant.
That's nice.
Yeah, really. But I kind of miss you in the morning, to be honest with you. But anyway, I guess if Harper signs, then this all this speculation might look a little silly, and this kind of could literally be out of left field. But could it be our treatment of his teammate Jason Worth has anything in the back of his mind?
Mm.
You know, when that happened, we broke his arm and we cheered. You know, Jason Worth made a quote, said, "That I vow me and my teammates will never let those fans have another parade."
I mean, it's a good point. And, you know, obviously being close, don't you think the other thing, you could couple, maybe it's not just one thing, and it's an entire bucket list, and perhaps one of them is you don't want to go back to, you don't want to, like, spurn Washington, right? You've spent your whole career there. Mm-hmm. You feel a degree of loyalty. So Philadelphia is not the place you want to go, and then you have what you're talking about with Jason Worth. So maybe that's all part of it.
Yeah, and maybe he will sign today, and maybe he just wants to help make us sweat a little bit, but very much so. Well, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, bro. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
take
Vince.
It easy, man.
I saw somebody post this. This is going around on Facebook, that Machado, with that $30 million a year, the $300 million a year for a decade, with the Padres, the average Major League Baseball game is around 3 hours. So at 162 games a year, that's 486 hours of game time a year.
Mm.
With the $30 million, 486 hours, he's getting paid $61,000, $728.39 an hour.
What's the minimum wage?
Significantly less.
Oh, man.
He'll make $61,000 an hour for the next 10 years of
playing. And don't forget the meal money they get on the road.
All per diem. Get the envelope.
That's cash.
Walking off the bus, right?
It's the best.
Yeah.
You know what the greatest is? Because they use that money to gamble with on the plane.
Yeah. They don't dip into their own coin. Well, I can't dip into that. I'm making 61 grand an hour.
And the greatest thing about the whole thing is you go to any major league clubhouse before the game and there's a spread. And there's a spread after the game. It's like anything you want.
It's catering.
Like you get to the ballpark, you take an early bus. You get to the yard around 12:30, 1 o'clock. Take the late bus. You get there around 3. But you can eat whatever you want at the clubhouse.
Yeah. You got sandwiches. They got a nice spray. You got a nice rye. Some lunch meat.
Nice fruit, rye.
Bottles of water, soda, whatever you need. Now, what's game going to have in there? Well, all organic, sushi, raw tuna. A couple people tweeting in. Matt Reed was a untalented player that stuck around for a while. Out of Bemidji State. How about Riley Cooper, 6 years?
Wow, he was here 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Harry Hustle goes L.J. Smith out of Rutgers.
Yeah, but I thought L.J. Smith had a degree of talent. Like, he was ultimately disappointing.
He had a pedigree.
But he was fleet-footed. He was a second-round pick.
Mm-hmm. How about...
What, second round? Was he second or third round pick?
But he was a second round. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a fleet-footed guy, though. I mean, he could run a pattern. Yeah. I thought he'd be better.
How about B-Mac tweets in and goes, Dan Carcillo, car bomb, four and a half years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I got a Philly for you. I thought he was here longer than 4 years because it felt like it was longer than 4 years. Cody Ashe.
Oh, boy, yeah.
I remember watching some sort of Philly special, and they showed his swing, and they're like, look, he's got the same trajectory as Chase Utley. So as soon as Chase is done, we have Cody Ashe. And I'm like, I'm watching this guy. I was like, no way. He's got no talent.
Mm.
4 years he was here.
Yeah, he was terrible.
All right, 610-632-0975.
How long was Rico here? He had to be here 4 or 5 years.
Bronya?
Yeah.
That was one of my names for the Harry Callis thing yesterday.
And Rico Bronya.
I loved him. He was a great guy. We were buddies. He was a great dude. But he was a defensive first baseman.
Which makes no sense. Could never play in today's game.
In one big year, he had like 20 home runs, and then the Braves picked him up.
Yeah, he was with the Mets. He had this ridiculous. He came up and for a month hit the cover off the ball. It was like ridiculous.
This is early in his career.
Yeah, he came up late bloomer type.
Yeah,
and he was a great dude. I went to his so. I left the team. I was doing these long features, and I went to Watertown, Connecticut, where his parents were. Because they would love to go to the hometown.
Yeah, so I get that perspective.
So, you know, and I go to the diner in the Watertown, Connecticut, small town.
Talk to the high school coach.
Hang out with the parents, do the whole thing. And they were the nicest people in the world. And so I wrote this, like, very glowing portrait of Rico. Like, inside the, you know, because he was like, red hot for a month. And people were talking about him. And, like, from that moment on, like, he was like, you know, you're my boy.
Yeah.
Because I wrote a nice story about
him. He spent time with his parents.
Yeah, like, they were gurgling, great people.
Yeah.
You know, and so he and I were always friendly, but he was a defensive first base. He had a great glove.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't hit.
I
can't play first.
I think with a guy, we were a bat at first base.
Right.
Yes, so they went and got Travis Lee.
Oh. Mutt. 610-632-0975. One, grab, it's gone. I was going to give you one line open, but it's been grabbed. But we'll get back to the phones. I got to tell you about Window Nation because we're getting snow again today, and smart shoppers know the best deals come in the off season. You can buy a snow blower, which you could use today, snow boots or a sweater in the summer and save tons of money. The demand's not there. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows that as well, and they're offering an amazing deal where you can buy two windows, get two free, and 0% financing for 5 full years. So buy 4 windows, get 4 free. If you buy 8, you get 8 free. No limit. And if you call by Sunday with the purchase of a house of windows, Window Nation's going to pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed, and you're going to save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install. That way they cause as little disturbance as possible when they're paying putting those windows in, and they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation, they need to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you know that you need new windows, so make the call. Buy in the off-season and pay the lowest price of the year guaranteed. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy, no limit, plus 0% financing for 5 full years. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Center, it's deep, and it is out of here! Home run, Ricky Leday!
Wow! Ricky Leday!
Oh my God, that's awesome, Andrew. Andrew said, because we were talking about Ricky Leday, because that was one of my... Yes, they were messing around with names that you associate Harry with.
Because we had Ricky Patalico on.
Right. Ricky Bo. Mickey Morandini's number 1.
Yeah, you name the category. He's the name of the category.
Yeah.
It's the Mickey Morandini Award.
So, Ricky Leday's a good one.
Yeah.
How about that home run, Ricky Leday? I can hear Harry in the snow is great.
Ricky Leday.
I love when he would... What a great backhand stab by Kim Batiste.
Yeah.
That was a great one.
Stab.
Yeah.
He would always have those verbs. I could always hear his verbs.
Oh, he had great.
Snared.
Yeah. The bare hand from Schmidt and the way he called those plays. He was, I said this to you off the air yesterday.
Well, yeah.
I just like Harry doing games brought me in.
Nah, it was the best.
An announcer brought you in because it was comfort. It was like a warm blanket.
Humpback liner.
Yeah. Texas League single.
He said the rocket off the wall. He would say one hop off the fence.
Yeah, I love when like a guy would hit a double like with the bases loaded.
Yeah,
guy, 2 runs are gonna score.
Yeah,
he was awesome. And then out of here, obviously.
Base hit. Center field.
He made 2 words, 4 syllables into much more.
Yeah.
He was great.
It's amazing how brevity really is the key to great announcing, sports announcing.
Especially on TV. You can see it and you let the game dictate, but you add to it by not getting in its way and accentuating it. It's like a great spice.
I was talking to Baldy one time and he brought up, he did a game with Pat Summerall.
Mm.
And he said, like, it was one of the, like, early bullies out, and he's all fired up, you know? And he said he listened to Pat Summerall's open, and it was just Chicago, a great American city. And it was like, psh.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's not how much he said, it's just what he said.
Yeah, it was like
how he phrased it.
You know, home of the Bears.
Yeah.
You know, it was just like that. And you go, wow, that was like, for some reason, that set a scene.
Well, he was great too, because like when there would be a play, sometimes
he had
just
a great voice.
He'd just go, Montana, Rice, touchdown.
Yes.
And that was it. There was no, he's running at the 10, 20. None of that. He didn't have to do that because he's on TV, but he was Montana, Rice, touchdown. That was it.
Madden, true.
Come on in, brother. Those two were phenomenal.
They were. Like I could. We were talking about watching old games. I could watch an old Monday night game with those two or an old Fox game.
Yeah. The old CBS when he was doing CBS. Coming up tonight after 60 Minutes, Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury. You always heard that, right?
Yeah, it's true.
After an all-new 60 Minutes.
All those promos.
Yeah.
What is this like? What are some of those shows? I'd always listen to like Nance. Jim Nance would get like, they're all those bad CBS sitcoms.
Yeah. Coming up tonight on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
He'd say, Sheldon. Is whatever. What's that show?
The Geek Show. Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Sheldon has hijinks.
Yeah. They all do.
But, yeah. You know, here's talking about the Masters or the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
He's got to talk about Sheldon.
Tiger Woods. And then coming up tonight, The Masked Singer. Yeah. Some garbage. Let's go back to the phone. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe in West Philly on the Fanatic. How you doing, Joe?
How you doing, fellas?
Joey.
How you doing, fellas?
Good, buddy.
Just adding in on this, just weighing in on the Phillies and this sweepstakes with Harper. And my thing is, I think the Phillies got a little more extra offer because I think they're the only team that can really win on the back end. Only because of, if he signs, the moment he signs the dotted line on the Phillies, man, they're not going to be able to keep nothing is in none of these stores. I don't think he knows what the face of baseball is. He's supposed to be the face of baseball. When if he signs with the Philadelphia Phillies, he's gonna really realize what the face of baseball means when you can't when every woman, man and child in Philadelphia is grabbing your jerseys off the rack. And all the girls, all the little boys, babies gonna be Bryce's coming out the maternity, out the maternity wards and all that kind of stuff. Like I think Philadelphia really, really well with the back end. I think other teams move the needle in that direction, but I think when it comes to that kind of stuff, Philadelphia blows it off the bat. You know what I mean? When they bring a talent like this into town and things like that. So I think either way, you know what I mean? Even
if
it costs a little bit more, I think the Philly still win. And that's going to be going on the next year. He signs a 10-year contract. That'll be going on for the next 10 years.
Yeah, but I got one question, Joe. Yeah. If he realizes this, right?
Yeah.
And the Phillies are the only one who has money. Why isn't it done now?
I just think he's just trying to squeeze out every last dollar possible. You know what I mean? Before he signs it. You know what I mean? Down there with title sign. I just think he's just trying to. You know, I think him and his team would just, put their name up first for the richest contract ever and everything of that nature. Just to dot out all the I's and cross the T's on that part of the game. I mean,
that's my biggest worry, Joe, is that if the Phillies are the only one with any kind of money, the thing should have been done.
Yeah, I mean, but even this Machado, that went on long enough. I mean, we was here for 3 months back, guys. I mean, I don't need to put no emphasis on the time anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's for the same numbers that everybody was saying that it was, wasn't even enough. They were saying 300 wasn't enough. And he wound up signing for 300 after 3 months. So, I think maybe squeeze out another, $25, $50 million. But I think, he can be the biggest star. I do know Washington and all that, whatever it comes from. But, you know what I mean, to truly be the biggest star in baseball is going to be in Philadelphia. I mean, if there's anything left in the pot for him.
Well, there's plenty in the pot. That's not the point. Now, somebody just pointed out this guy. His name is Dan Federico. He works for Bleacher Report, a couple of other places. Elite Sports New York. And he doesn't have a ton of Twitter followers, but he nailed Machado to the Padres. And he's been reporting on this for a while now, all through free agency. And what he said at one point here, back on January 4th, he said, this, he's quoting a source, said, Harper is always one of the Yankees, but without moving Stanton, I don't think New York budges there. Jason Worth was a big part in Harper not liking Philly. Now he's got
wow, we had a caller, Vince, who said that.
Yep. And then Dan tweeted 13 minutes ago, update on the Bryce Harper situation. Things are coming to a head and could be resolved by the weekend. Giants are still in play, but Philly, despite Harper's reservations going there, are going to dish out the, quote, stupid money if need be. He will get more than Machado, I'm told. Now, he also says this 7 minutes ago. Despite reports from others, I'm told the Nationals do, in fact, have the right to counteroffer a contract from the Phillies. Despite some in the organization believing the Nats would be better off without Harper and that contract, they're still reluctant on him signing in Philly. So they may jump in because of that.
They can block him from coming here.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Because they don't want to see him in the division either.
No, of course not. And if you're on the fence, if you're Washington and you're on the fence, and listen, it's been a failure, right?
Yeah.
Like, their whole run at the top of the NL East has been a failure. You go and sign a great left-handed starter in his prime.
Oh, yeah.
You have those three guys at the top of your rotation. Don't you? And you see the Phillies about to sign Harper. Don't you got to go and match it?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you have to? It's been a failure. You got to go. I almost think you have to. If you're Washington, you got to go in and match the offer.
If you're doing your job, you're prudent, you do. You have to. Thanks to Jay Mick, by the way. He's the one who pointed that guy out to me. He called the Machado to San Diego 4 days before. Was all
That's
over
impressive.
This thing. Yeah. So credible reports. And but one thing is clear that I think we can reasonably understand. Well, not just that. That Bryce Harper has reservations about playing here. We've heard it from a lot of people. Bob Nightingale, because of the expectations. We heard it from Jason Stark. We've heard it from other sources. And he may not want to come to Philadelphia. But money talks sometimes. And there's a price for everybody.
Yeah, but is that good?
For him to come here even though he doesn't want to be here? And you go, you know what?
Is that good?
We'll make him love us.
I know, but is that good that he comes here reluctantly for 300 some odd million?
Good question. I don't know. You want a guy to come here because he's bought in completely.
Well, you don't want to come here like, I got to go sign in Philadelphia.
And I'm going to be there for a decade. It's not a couple
weeks.
I got to
go accept $300 plus million.
Yeah, it's not like going on vacation for a week with your in-laws.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
You're going to spend stupid money on a guy that goes,
yeah.
Who's squeamish about coming here?
Great point. 610-632-0975. Mike, you missed at the top of the hour on a general knowledge snowy Wednesday. It is the midday show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's been a wicked winter, and we're getting more of it today, especially on your roof. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow today, sleet and ice, shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the madness. Stop it by getting a new roof, because do it before the damage gets worse, because Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Now, your roof, it's your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home and more money. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from outside conditions, but it also adds value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty. Now, the warranty system on your new roof, plus 0% financing, get a free roof estimate today. All by calling 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old or older, now's the time to replace it. So call today for your free in-home estimate at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
O'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
60 minutes will be coming up following football, followed by murder, she wrote.
Murder, she wrote. That's you must awesome. Have some fun reading those, all those promos.
Oh,
did
yeah.
You know that they watch me say murder and let it hang.
Yeah. Great intonation in his voice.
He awesome. Was like, I can go for that. Like, it's a good snow day.
Mm-hmm.
Watch old sports, kind of click through it.
Yeah. Sports classic.
You know what's amazing, too, when you see. Yeah, it's funny that that channel never lasted.
No. No, everybody wants to watch what's next, not live in the rear view.
Yeah, but I thought it was a good place to put stories, like, you know, to put like.
Expose pieces and everything.
Yeah, you know, just where your 30 for 30s live. You know, you dive into it, like where it's more like chapter television.
Here's the only problem is most of the year, there's a good live game on. Like tonight, you got Duke, North Carolina. Nova playing tonight. You got to go watch something you know the result of over something that hasn't happened
no,
yet?
No, but like, you know, again, like, you know, it's to me, it's one of those clicks, nothing's on, mm-hmm. Sunday afternoon, whatever.
Yeah. No, I get why, and to go back and relive some of that stuff is always fun, especially on like a day like today.
I mean, it's all, you own the footage, so what does it matter?
Yeah. What happens the rest of today? We're almost ready to wrap. Mikey Miss is coming up next. What's going to go down?
It's another day. It's another day of waiting.
Yeah, well, it could end up not being another day, but
I
does something come down?
I don't think it happens today.
Really?
The one guy who's been right so far says it's going to come to a head for the weekend.
Mm. I mean, well, that John Morosi thing right before the Machado press conference. The Machado press conference is scheduled for Friday morning.
Friday morning? I don't think Boris is going to be that. Do that kind of thing. Leak it out like 10 minutes before and therefore take all the shine off of Machado.
Yeah.
That would be a D-bag move.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Boris is greedy and strategic. And,
no, I don't think he does that.
Yeah.
I don't think he does that.
And you don't news dump it on a Friday.
Yeah, I think it's another day.
Another day. So it's tomorrow.
We'll welcome back Sixers.
All right, well, welcome back. The boys did a hardwood tomorrow. Thank goodness they're back in action against the Heat tomorrow night.
God, please.
It feels like it's been a month.
Oh, my God. It's a week. It's why I always would browbeat you and into this whole move to sports calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in favor of it. I'm right with you.
It should be.
Yeah.
Why would you have any dead time? It makes no sense. People right now, what do? You want to watch? You want to watch games?
Especially when you're bunkered in the house and can't go outside and like in this part of the country.
Exactly. Well, and it's
captive.
Most of the country.
Yeah,
other
it's
than,
captive.
Other than California and Florida. You know,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you bunker down on the couch, get the fireplace
games.
Going and watch
meanwhile,
a game.
Meanwhile, September, you might as well start later in September. Just weekends, beautiful weather and the whole thing.
Oh, the fall's great. Get out
well,
there
no,
and
but
enjoy
September's
it, yeah.
Still extends to the
beautiful,
summer.
Yeah, absolutely. People still go down the shore.
I'd much rather have football now.
I'll take football right now. Like, I'd like to go home tonight and watch a primetime game.
Yeah.
Like, I'll watch Broncos, Bengals tonight.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
All right, Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you on a General Knowledge Wednesday, the Snowbird Edition. He's made it in. He rode the Tauntaun.
He's got the boots on.
Yeah, he looks like Han Solo with the coat with the furry hood. He looks like he rode the Tauntaun.
He has the big boots.
Yeah, it's a good look. So he's got you
boots?
Next.
I don't own boots.
No, I just got the North Face shoes that I wear. I don't have. I forgot to go down into the garage and grab my ice scraper.
Oh really?
So I got to clean the car. I saw the Conkerville Nissan sled out there.
I don't have
covered anything. In snow when we took a gander.
Yeah, I don't have.
So
I
what
don't
do you
have
use?
My forearm.
Oh.
I can lend you the scraper if you need one. All right.
Yeah, I got an extra CCM really, twig in the car
really
if you want to use.
It doesn't matter. I just use the forearm and be done with it.
You want to use the goalie stick? Get the paddle? Use that.
Paddle.
Yeah. It works good.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, it gets the roof and everything. You clean off the roof,
dude? I don't know if Uncle Greg. Yeah, I mean, you know.
You won't be one of those guys, right?
Nah, that's the worst.
Guy in front of you comes flying off. Boom.
Get hit with a bunch of snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're not that guy. I didn't take you for that guy. You're an aristocrat. All right, Mikey Miss up next at 2. And our handoff, as always, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. All right, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll see how this plays out. We need Mikey Miss to take a day off because big news breaks when he's off.
Well, he was in yesterday, and Machado happened.
That's a good point. So we'll find out what happens tomorrow. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 to 2. Have a great day, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.